Good morning, sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
My name is Brandon Allen Toledo.
Okay, Mr. Toledo, would you please once again state your name and your ADC number for the record this time, sir?
Brandon Allen Toledo, 186, 211.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for the one allegation found on your warrant, and based upon information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on April the 2nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on that, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning. May I assume that you represent yourself, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are all the way on your right. That would be the Honorable Mr. Rudy Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is C.T. Wright. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby, who you can see now. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today. Now I need to swear both of you in. Mr. Toledo and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and be reserved from it?
Yes.
Thank you. And as I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within 1 working day after your release on or about July 2nd, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown. Thus, you was on a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Toledo, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we're going to prepare to go into phase two of your hearing, which is a very important phase because at the end of this discussion in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to continue your supervision or to revoke your supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. And the Honorable Mr. Westby will give us that information. He will give us that testimony on you. So once we get that, then we're going to come back and talk to you, and you'll be able to tell us whatever you need to tell us more, sir. So if you remain quiet, we're going to, at this time, listen to the Honorable Mr. Westby, and he's going to give us some information at this time. Mr. Westby.
On June 29, 2018, Mr. Toledo was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested March 9, 2019 by Phoenix PD for minimum charges. He was back in DOC custody on March 9, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision ending of July 5, 2019, 250 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. 2018, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations on record. He has several drug-related arrests between the years of 2012 and 2016. However, all charges were either dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G1-B1.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Westby. Okay, we are coming back to you at this time, Mr. Toledo, and I do take note that when you were released from Tucson, that you were approved to reside at House of Refuge, the halfway house down there, up here in Phoenix, and but you failed to check into that house, and so really not, that is, the Department of Correction had no idea where you were, because you didn't provide another residence. So what happened? Why didn't you report, sir, and What happened?
At that time, when I had that last meeting, I went to my dad's house, and he had told me that my grandmother from my home side had passed away in the reservation. So I that's where my mother had left, because my mom, when I was like 4 or 5 years old, she had passed away from murder, and she was going to take care of me, like while I was out and bouncing on. I went back to the reservation to go through a new ceremony with her, and now that she was away, we have the butcher, the sheep, and the horse, and all that, and I'm staying in the home with her spiritually, not in the traditional way. And I came back and I talked to the House of Refuge, and they said they couldn't accept me because I had to come and report that day on Friday because I had not out. And I was just very, I was very angry at myself and just running the world, and I take the full responsibility of my actions that I'm not going to be taken in the way of doing that. And I'm just tired of being single tonight, and I'm just tired of being just, I would rather be a more of a better and a better person in society that I lost for time being, but I have a lot of time to think of it right now, and I'm just tired of being, tired, and I'm tired of throwing the devil's weapon at me, and I took a new faith in my faith history, I just want to be Jesus' recruiter. I've taken some courses here, I've taken a course right now with Man in Recovery, with that, and here we've got a hot club for time being, and I'm like 30 weeks into it right now, and I just look forward to keep going.
Okay, sir. Well, first of all, let me, on behalf of myself and on behalf of the board, express our condolences for the death of your grandmother. We know how that could upset you, but I do appreciate the fact that you did go out and pay your last respects and keeping with the philosophy of your nation. Now, what nation, what community is you a part of, sir?
The Navajo Nation.
Okay, the Navajo. So you went all the way up north, so for that purpose.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, sir, let me just ask just a few other questions because we don't have that much information in the summary here. But did you have any employment while you were out, sir? Did you have a job?
Yes, sir. I came back and I got away working with John Snowden, building swimming pools. And I've been working with him here on and off, and he's the one, John Jones, he's the one that helped me get back on my feet when I was out for like the last pass since October, when was it, I joined. I asked him for my job back.
What kind of work are you doing? You're doing cement work, or what are you doing, sir?
I'm a foreign student and a company manager.
I commend you. You have a great skill, sir, that and hopefully whenever you get out, that job will still be waiting for you, sir. Now, why were you resigning? Where were you staying when you returned back to the Phoenix area, sir?
I was staying at my house and my third secretary East River Street.
So you have a house in your home, sir?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. We have a regular street, and the way that they had got arrested, we just go to the sunshine and Festival Ranch. I don't know if you recovered to where that's at. It's like, we're actually in California.
Yes, sir.
It's like, 245th Avenue.
Yes,
sir. It's like, maybe my house shows what it was like. But that summer, when my boss John had gone on an hour, but he asked us if we wanted to make $100 that he was brought to the a period that was due for the following week for the concrete finishes.
Mm-hmm. So you're all the way out there. You almost, I mean, you beyond have to meet 3 or 3 years when all the way out there. You were a long ways out west. Okay, sir. Let me just ask a couple of other questions. So hopefully you'll go back to and get your job. I won't ask you about in the program because I don't think that you had absconded before you had had any program assigned to you. So Now, what were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, when the Phoenix officers were on to pick you up, sir?
I was in the room,
sir. Anything else you want to say to the board, sir?
I know that anyone was wrong in not being able to worry about it and facing my time about this, and there's nothing I can say. I'm not going to say sorry because I know what I was doing, and just you guys have a wonderful day, and thank you guys for making the world go around, and that's about it.
Okay, now stay on the phone, don't hang up, because in Arizona we operate under the open meeting law, and you can hear everything that we say. We don't do anything behind closed doors. Everything we do is not in public. So at this time, the board is in discussion, and we will ask that you remain quiet. I find Mr. Toledo has been a very interesting young man, and who's very respectful, and it sounds like to me he has a great future before him. I believe that he's about 34 years of age at this time, and it sounds like to me he has his life together. An unfortunate situation with the death of his grandmother when he was released from Tucson, and he went up to the nation to spend that time with the ceremony, the funeral ceremonies that they have, and he came back down to Phoenix, and they didn't have any room for him at the House of Refuge, the halfway house, and so he just decided to get employment and working on the swimming pools, and time just passed. However, I believe that he has a good future before him. But however, I just cannot overlook the fact that he did abscond for some 250 days. And with that, I think it would be best for him just to complete this. And in July, he won't have to report to a parole officer. He'll be on his own, and he can live that good life. He can go back out to his own house, and he can do some further work with the Billy swimming pools. So that's just my feeling as one board member, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, hearing nothing else at this time, I'm going to offer a motion to vote the community supervision of Mr. Toledo, ADC number 326283, based upon the fact he did abscond for some 250 days, and he didn't find any residence at the House of Refugees and Refuge, and he had lost contact with his parole officer. And that is my motion to revoke.
A second.
A motion by myself to revoke, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, read by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, I do not look at this as being a negative. I think that, as you say, you're ready to get your life together, and according to information we have, you should be released on or about July the 5th of this year, the day after July the 4th, and we wish you the best, and the next time we see you, we'll see you out there doing the swimming pools and not with no orange shirt on and just living a productive life, sir. So this is going to end your hearing. Thank you so very much, and please put the 03 back on the phone, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck.